We have turned the calendar. We're into February, which is the month of love. And our fashionista, Andy Page, is going to get us some tips to make things right. Hi, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, I want to help you plan a fantastic Valentine's Day that's affordable, that's stylish, and that will make your sweetheart feel very, very loved. How's that?
Tell me.
Well, you know, I can remember the days when, you know, Valentine's Day was all about me, 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 me. I wanted my flowers, I wanted my candies, and made sure I had a perfect card. And I just really felt like the day was all about me. And so I thought this year I personally am going to try to make Valentine's Day about my sweetheart.
Okay.
Is that really what it's supposed to be about?
Yes, it is.
So I thought to myself, what would be the perfect day for him? And I came up with a recipe, no pun intended, for three things that would make your sweetheart have a fantastic Valentine's Day.
All right.
And here are my basic three things. So you really want to focus on his favorites, right? Like, what are his favorite things? So I think that we should, number one, make his favorite meal. That's extremely affordable, and he would love it.
Yes.
If you made his favorite meal, and then I want you to wear his favorite outfit, whatever that is. You don't have to go buy something new. Right now, hanging in your closet is something that he loves. And I'm sure you know what it is, because every time you put it on, he swoons, and he tells you how great you look, and he loves that outfit. So for some of us, it could be, you know, his shirt. For others of us, it could be lingerie. Maybe it's a fancy dress. Whatever it is, no matter how casual or how fancy, put on his favorite outfit.
I love that.
Well,
I do.
And don't forget the perfume, because as I recall, guys really like how we smell.
Because if it's not right, we don't like it.
That's right. So then the last thing in my little recipe here is to sit down and take, you know, 30 minutes and write a true appreciative love letter. And spell out in detail all of the little things that he does that make your life better and that you really appreciate about him. And truly pour out your heart in a beautiful love letter.
Hmm. You know what? That's not often that I think that the woman writes the guy the note. So I like that approach.
Yeah. Well, think about it. So you've made his favorite meal. You're wearing his favorite outfit. You smell just like he wants you to. And then you give him a beautiful handwritten love letter. These are inexpensive things, but I'm telling you, I believe that this is a recipe to truly make him feel special.
Have you done all these?
I plan to. This is my plan.
Okay.
Does he know about your plan?
No. Hopefully he will not be listening this morning.
Yeah.
This is how I plan to spend. Well, Valentine's Day also, you know, falls in the middle of the week. So I'm supposing that, you know, for a lot of us, we won't be able to celebrate as big as we should, or maybe as big as we'd like to, because it's a work night or a school night. So if we do this during the week, I think that it's a great way to spend Valentine's Day and to truly let your sweetheart know that he is a very, very special and appreciated part of your life.
And if you do this in the middle of the week, maybe he'll take you out the next weekend.
That's the plan. That's what I'm thinking.
I see. It's a little give and take.
How would you like to receive this on Valentine's Day?
I'd love it. I would. I'd love it. I think it sounds great. I love it when my wife, she wears hats, and only certain people can pull off wearing a hat. I think she looks so cute when she wears a hat.
Aw, see, that's wonderful. Yeah, so give your sweetheart a night of his favorites, and then come the weekend, I think that Brooke is right, you'll get far more special treats than you were expecting.
Hopefully that I am his favorite, and that's all that, you know. That's how you're just wrapping it all up.
There you go. That's true, too. Well, you know, for more tips just like this, you can head to my website, senseofstyle.com. You can always pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and be sure to follow me on Pinterest.
Okay, Andy. We hope your Valentine's Day is extra special for your Valentine.
Thank you so much. You're my sweethearts always.
Aww. Big sugar.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.